local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we say welcome to Wednesday, Pensacola Right Now, with Joe and Austin on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, and dependable. As always, thanks so much for making us part of your afternoon each and every day. We certainly appreciate it. Do not at all take that for granted. Hoping to infotain you a bit on your drive home this afternoon. Of course, traffic and weather updates on the fives throughout each hour. And your text as well. Text line 850-437-1620. And the traffic line is 850-262-6111. Coming off the Memorial Day holiday weekend, we touched on this a little bit yesterday, is that, you know, there's a little bit of a ramp up period. Well, today, we kind of just went right down. There's not really a whole lot going on that's earth shattering, but hey, we will get you caught up on everything though that is happening today. And, again, we start in New York, where the big story of the day today is that the jury has the deliberations now in Donald Trump's criminal hush money case, Trump himself implying that he will be convicted.
Mother Teresa could not beat these charges. These charges are rigged. The whole thing is rigged.
Yeah, so the jury started its deliberations today. If Trump is found guilty, he could face a prison sentence, though most legal scholars say it's a long shot Trump will actually be incarcerated, even if he is found guilty. Charged with 34 counts, of course, each charge carrying a maximum sentence of 4 years. Those counts would probably run concurrently. If guilty, the judge does have the discretion to reduce his sentence to a fine, give him probation or supervision as well. So that's where things stand right now. Also today, the World Central Kitchen says it's pausing its operations in Rafah. The organization says the pause is due to ongoing attacks in the city, as Israel has resumed its strikes on the city today after an airstrike killed dozens of civilians over the weekend. Also today, the world's largest humanitarian network is calling for a ceasefire. The International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies issued a call for unimpeded access to the millions of Palestinians in Gaza who are facing starvation. And the group president, Kate Forbes, tells Reuters that a political solution that will allow aid to get in is desperately needed. And finally, a kind of a rare rally today involving both the president and vice president in Philadelphia, President Biden, going after his challenger.
The threat that Trump poses is greater in his second term than his first. It's clear that when he lost in 2020, something literally snapped in the sky.
Biden claiming Trump is peddling lies and pandering to black voters to win power for himself. The Biden campaign says they are increasing outreach and specifically targeting black voters now, after polls showed that Biden's support among the voting bloc was dropping while Trump was gaining those votes. So strategery, as it says in the old SNL presidential bash skit from, I believe that was the Bush-Gore election of 2000. That's where that comes from. Will Ferrell, by the way, history lesson for you, Austin. Go look up the SNL skit, the presidential debates from 2000 with Will Ferrell playing.
I'm familiar with it.
President Bush. I'm shocked, quite frankly.
Yeah, whatever.
All right, let's get our local headlines right after traffic and weather together. Austin, what's the story out there?
Well, two stories. One is that this traffic and weather update's brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. The second story is that there's a few little hiccups on the road here and there. Nothing too severe from what I can see. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, we do have some hiccups in that area, as we often do at this hour. Same can be said for Navarre Parkway. This is if you're traveling westbound passing Windhaven Beach, and then a bit more west as you're approaching Highway 87. And the last major spot's going to be if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street. That's if you're coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
The weather overnight will be partly cloudy with lows mainly in the low 70s. Mostly sunny on Thursday with highs in the upper 80s. And a jump ahead to Friday shows a small chance for rain. It's a 40% chance over the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, nice brief forecast there. Almost 4:15 here, listening to Pensacola right now. Talking about some of our local headlines today. In submitting her resignation letter to the city of Pensacola Monday, Milton Mayor Heather Lindsay says she looks forward to clearing her name in upcoming proceedings. Her resignation as assistant city attorney came 2 weeks after Milton City Attorney Alex Andrade filed a lawsuit against her, alleging that she's been unwilling to comply with public records requests. Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves wouldn't say whether there was any discussions about the issue in the lead-up to her resignation.
Her response, her letter, I think it's out in the public, and, you know, that's I'm going to let that speak for the thing. As you know, since I've started, you know, we don't get into who's and what's and why's of personnel decisions, I think, for a lot of reasons.
Lindsay says her secondary employment as Milton's mayor has interfered with her role with the city of Pensacola, and, quote, I sincerely regret that. Also, we had a couple of updates here from ECUA's Executive Director Bruce Woody. He was on with Andrew this morning. The first, they are going to begin repair work on their popular Bayou Marcus burning trails in just a few days.
There's a entrance off of Alcade Drive. We're going to close the whole west side of the boardwalk from that entrance west and do that as phase one. That entrance will remain open, but only the east portion of the boardwalk will be open. After that is completed, then we'll close the southern part of the boardwalk in phase two, and the only access will be through Alcade Drive.
Woody says crews will be working to replace the wood surface on the boardwalk, and the project is expected to take just over a year to complete. Also, a common question for ECUA, will bulk pickup return to weekly collection without needing to call in advance? Well, what he says, it's just too expensive.
Driving routes where we're only picking up something from every 200th home is pretty wasteful on fuel and staff time.
Right.
It's still, even though we're asking you to call up to at least 2 p.m. or earlier ahead of your pickup tub, even though we ask you to call, it's still a free service.
And Woody says while making the phone call may not be convenient, it is the best way for them to keep the service free. He does say they are working on one change to make scheduling the pickups more convenient. And he says in about a month, you should be able to do that on their mobile app. 4:16 here at News Radio Pensacola. Switching gears, a few things happening around the state of Florida today. A meeting in Miami where the State Board of Education ratified several new measures to mirror Florida law. Here is Karen Curtis reporting.
The State Board of Education ratified several measures, including one centered around improving school safety protocols, including emergency response plans, mental health resources, and campus security enhancements.
Doors locked and safe spaces recognized and bring everybody into compliance. And it will take the ambiguity out for the educators, our teachers in the classrooms. They'll know what to do. There won't be any question about what the right thing to do is.
The board also ratified a new measure that allows student athletes to continue playing sports even if they graduate early, and to change the word gender to sex in accordance with Florida law. Karen Curtis, Miami.
And new legislation will soon go into effect to improve health care access in rural Florida communities. Governor Ron DeSantis signed 9 bills into law yesterday. One of them will create a new category of rural emergency hospitals starting in July. The facilities will be eligible for Medicare payments and licensed by the state. This means they can provide emergency and outpatient services.
Going back to the FHSAA, a big meeting scheduled for next Tuesday where they'll vote on name, image, and likeness for high school athletes, and they could also vote on adding an 8-team championship division for all team sports. Under the proposal, it would take the 8 highest-ranked teams on Max Preps rankings, regardless of classification, and place them into their own bracket.
That would be interesting. A new law may protect seniors from getting scammed. Governor DeSantis signed a bill yesterday that allows banks to delay a transaction if an employee thinks a senior may be getting exploited. St. Petersburg State Senator Daryl Rousen sponsored Senate Bill 556. He says it's necessary because many people are at increased risk of financial exploitation because of their age or disability. The new law takes effect January 1st.
And let's see, do we do the first one?
Yes.
All right, I think that's it. 418, we'll take a break there. Getting our news next on Pensacola right now.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
We worked our whole lives to save, just to spend it on time, with these two, filling buckets of memories. This is what makes life, life. Yet how much of life are we willing to miss out on? Because even mild hearing loss doubles our risk of dementia. Yes, dementia. Good hearing health is essential to staying engaged and doing what we love. Hear well and stay vital. Get a hearing health check every year.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I get no doubt.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just about 425 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. In our last update, there wasn't a ton going on. That appears to still be the case now. We do have some areas of note, though, nonetheless. Let's see. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. We've still got some backups there. We've got a little bit developing if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest approaching I-10. Also, may have a little bit here and there on Blue Angel Parkway. This may be if you are near the Muldoon Road area, but that's very minor. There's nothing too severe to dig into there. Outside of that, it's going to be Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound passing Windhaven Beach. And then a bit further westbound as you approach Highway 87. And then the last major spot's Caroline Street. That's if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
Partly cloudy skies for the overnight hours with overnight lows in the low 70s. More sunshine with a few clouds mixed in on Thursday. Highs will mainly be in the upper 80s. The weather dry Thursday. There's a small 20% chance for a pop-up shower on Friday. And the weekend rain chance is 40%. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning Weather Forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Appreciate it. 425 here at News Radio Pensacola, taking a look at our national news today. Violent storms in Texas yesterday blamed for at least one death. Hurricane-force winds blew through the Dallas area, later through Houston, where a boy was killed when a house under construction collapsed. At last check, hundreds of thousands of customers still without power today, and authorities say it could take days to get the lights turned back on for everyone.
And Harvard University is adopting a new policy of not commenting publicly on issues that are not related to the school's core function. That's probably smart. The policy was established after months of controversy and protests related to the war between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. A working group formed to address the issue found that the school's credibility is compromised when it speaks out on matters outside areas of expertise.
The Coast Guard has offloaded nearly $500 million worth of illegal drugs in San Diego. The U.S. seized more than 33,000 pounds of cocaine in February and March near Mexico, Central America, and South America. The drugs were found on 8 different boats and had a street value of $468 million.
And the farm bill is poised to become a major talking point in the lead up to the election, with politicians putting forward different proposals. Democrats, such as Texas Congressman Greg Kassar, are pushing a version that allows the food stamp program to be expanded.
It's such a successful program for making sure our food banks run and that our seniors and people with disabilities and working class parents can put food on the table.
However, the version that passed out of a House committee only allows for SNAP benefits to increase with inflation. Republicans say that ensures a cost-neutral approach. The Senate will start work on their version when they get back to work in June.
Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito is rejecting calls to recuse himself from cases involving Donald Trump in the 2020 election. Democrats have called on the justice to recuse himself from cases after it was reported an upside-down flag was flown outside his house shortly after the attack on the Capitol. Some say the flag symbolizes the Stop the Steal campaign. Alito sent a letter to House and Senate Democrats saying it was his wife who flew the flag and he had nothing to do with it.
Well, we're a bit early to some wacky and weird stories here. South Korea. Quite a difference.
Yes.
South Korea is accusing North Korea of sending balloons full of excrement over the border, Michael Kastner reports.
Would you like to ride in my beautiful?
The South Korean military says over 260 large balloons have been seen floating over the border this week with objects tied to them. Most of the balloons landed on the ground, and military response teams were sent to inspect and collect the objects, which turned out to be trash and excrement. The balloons seemed to be in response to South Korean balloons that were sent north recently, carrying anti-Pyongyang leaflets, mini radios, and flash drives with K-pop music.
Smooth like butter.
I'm Michael Kastner.
Well, okay. Listen, there's a couple of things. Number one, that's just a crappy situation all the way around.
Oh, Joe, you dog.
Number two, if it was North Korea sending balloons full of excrement to South Carolina, that would be the lead story on every network ever.
You are correct. So. Yes. I mean, and as it should be. Let's see here. One person is dead and seven others are injured after an explosion in Ohio. The blast happened Tuesday afternoon at a building that contains a Chase Bank and apartments in downtown Youngstown. A 27-year-old employee at the bank died in the explosion. Seven people were hospitalized, including one person who was critically injured. Fire officials are looking into whether a gas leak had occurred.
Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy is filing a complaint with the Federal Election Commission over CNN's presidential debate happening next month. Kennedy's campaign claims the candidate is being held to a different standard to participate in the debate in violation of election laws. The complaint accuses CNN of collaborating with the Biden and Trump campaigns to exclude the third-party candidate from the debate on June 27th. For just shy of 4:30, recapping the day's top three stories before the Fox News break. Donald Trump is fate is in the hands of the jury now as deliberations started today. He is implying that he'll be convicted, saying Mother Teresa would not be acquitted here because of just the sham that this whole trial is. He could face a prison sentence, but most legal scholars say it's a long shot that Trump would actually be incarcerated even if found guilty. The World Central Kitchen says it's pausing operations in Rafah. This as Israel resumed its strikes on the city after an airstrike over the weekend killed dozens of civilians over the weekend. And President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris holding a rare joint rally in Philadelphia today, going after black voters. Polls show that his support among black voters has been dropping while Trump has been gaining support there. 4:30, a couple of big sports stories. We'll get to those after the Fox News update.
I'm Tom Rigotti. Jury deliberations are underway in the Donald Trump hush money trial, and the panel sent its first note asking for the readback of some testimony, Fox's Nate Foy reports.
The jury is going to revisit some of the testimony from both David Pecker and Michael Cohen. During that Trump Tower meeting in 2015, prosecutors alleged that the conspiracy to unlawfully influence the 2016 election began.
The jury also asked for the judge's instructions to be read back to them. President Biden's campaign launching an initiative called Black Voters for Biden Harris, starting with a rally in Philadelphia.
Trump continues to lie by saying black unemployment was at a record low on his watch. The fact is, record low unemployment happened on my watch, and we're going to keep it going.
Donald Trump held a campaign rally in the Bronx last week in an effort to reach out to minority voters. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Reporting quarterly results after the market closed, Salesforce posted weaker than expected revenue. The cloud software vendor also issued guidance below Wall Street estimates. Salesforce shares are tumbling 16% in after-hours trading. In Wall Street's regular trading day, blue chips led stocks lower. The Dow Jones Industrial skidded 411 points, or 1.1%, while the S&P 500 fell 39 points, and the NASDAQ Composite lost 99. U.S. oil prices fell modestly today as traders await a Sunday meeting of OPEC and its allies. July crude shed 60 cents to settle at $79.23 a barrel. Remember back in January when Subway sold an oversized chocolate chip cookie? It was a huge hit, so much so that the cookie was gone from most stores after a few weeks. Well, the sandwich shop announced today the tasty treat will be back in stores effective immediately. Subway says the chain worked diligently to rush supplies for the cookies into restaurants around the U.S. That's Your Money Now.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy like 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-721-3955. 800-721-3955. 800-721-3955. Optima Tax Relief. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit Optima Tax Relief.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Napa Silent Guard Brakes. The New York Rangers dropped Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Final in overtime against the Florida Panthers, and the series is now all tied up at 2. Through 4 games, Mika Zibanejad and Chris Kreider don't have a point, and Artemi Panarin doesn't have a goal. It's now a best of 3 to go to the Stanley Cup Final, with New York having home ice, and the Rangers need their Planet players to step up and make Planet plays. I'm Zach Gelb.
When it's time for a brake job, go with a solution that delivers one of the smoothest and most quiet rides on the road. Napa Silent Guard Brakes. Made with fiber-reinforced shims that eliminate noise for the life of the pad. Rubber-coated hardware for a better fit on 99.5% of vehicles. And quality design that meets and exceeds OE performance. Napa Silent Guard Brakes deliver the stopping power and performance drivers demand in their vehicles. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
There are over 15,445 radio stations in America. But out of all those stations, a panel of judges representing the broadcast industry, community service organizations, and public relations firms chose the top 10, including News Radio Pensacola, to receive the 2024 National Association of Broadcasters Crystal Award for exceptional year-round community service. Thanks to you, our listeners. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
It was a teenage wedding and the old folks wished them well. You could see that Pierre did truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just past 4:35 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see here. Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, still dealing with some issues there. Nothing really out of the ordinary if you know how Pine Forest Road can be at this hour. We do have an accident reported on a North Davis Highway. This is if you're traveling southbound towards Olive Road. Typically have some minor backups in that area, and that appears to be all that we have now, but nonetheless, something to keep an eye on. Let's see. Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound if you're passing Oriole Beach, and then a bit more, I guess, as you approach Tiger Point. We do have some issues over there, but nothing too crazy. Probably the worst-looking spot on the map currently is Navarre Parkway, if you are traveling westbound, passing Windhaven Beach. We do have some pretty heavy congestion in that area, and then you're going to hit a second wave of it as you are traveling westbound even further towards Highway 87. The last major spot's going to be Caroline Street. That's if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River.
The weather overnight will be partly cloudy with lows mainly in the low 70s. Mostly sunny on Thursday with highs in the upper 80s. And a jump ahead to Friday shows a small chance for rain. It's a 40% chance over the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. 438 here at News Radio Pensacola. Texts are also letting us know traffic light flashing at Pace and Massachusetts Avenue. So take that into account. 439, Austin, fairly light on the scoreboard today, but a couple of big sports news dropping.
Yes, that is correct. Right now, we do have one local game going in the MLB, Marlins beating the Padres 4-1 in the top of the fifth, if anyone cares. We got a couple of more MLB games on tonight, Rays versus Athletics at 5:50. We'll give updates on that, and Braves versus Nationals at 6:20. You can catch that one on ESPN+. And then it's going to be in the NHL, Stars at Oilers at 7:30 on TNT. That is game four of the Western Conference Finals. The Stars are up 2-1. But yes,
your Dallas Stars.
Yes, my Dallas Stars, coincidentally. Looking at some headlines here, though, the Timberwolves finally showing some life after escaping the Mavericks last night, 105-100. So they avoided the sweep. They return to Minneapolis tomorrow night for game five of the Western Conference Finals.
It's
over there.
Be a big one.
Oh, for sure. The ultimate series winner, of course, will face Boston in the finals. And let's see here.
It'll be a little dicey if the if he gets to 3-2.
Oh, no. I mean, we haven't seen
3-0.
Yeah, we didn't see 3. Well, we've never seen a 3-0 comeback result in a win.
Right.
We have seen some close calls. If it does get 3-2, man, Dallas is really slipping at that point. They got to get it together if that
it's
happens.
It's going to be all the pressure on Dallas.
Oh, for sure. But yes, one of the bigger headlines in sports today is in the MLB, players from the historic Negro League are getting their statistics officially incorporated into the Major League Baseball records. Negro League statistics were elevated to Major League status back in 2020, but the addition of the stats officially makes Hall of Fame catcher Josh Gibson one of the greatest of all time. Gibson spent his entire career in the Negro Leagues, and he is now MLB's new all-time career leader in batting average and slugging percentage, and holds the all-time single-season record in each of those categories. So quite a change in the scale there.
Yes. I have seen on various social media platforms a lot of debate, a lot of consternation about this. I personally don't have any strong feelings one way or the other.
Me neither.
I saw a couple of good points towards why I just don't think people should be that upset about it. In that post-integration, so of course Jackie Robinson, 1947, he wins the Rookie of the Year. He wins the MVP 2 years later in 1949.
Wow.
Between his MVP in 1949 and I think over the next 14 years in the National League, 11 of the 14 MVPs were black players.
Yeah.
There is also, and you know, we can look at, well, you know, the Negro Leagues, they played very short seasons compared to what the major leagues did at the time. There was also, you know, teams between the two leagues played a lot of exhibitions in which the Negro League teams had winning records. Now, of course, they're exhibitions, but they played each other. I do not believe having never watched a Negro League baseball game and not being alive for the major leagues at the time. But I do not believe there to be a wide gulf in the talent between Major League Baseball and the Negro Leagues. I just refuse to believe that.
Well, yeah, especially as you said, there were several African-American players who dominated once there was integration.
Right. But I just think, look, everybody was playing baseball at the time. So whether or not you were allowed to play in a particular league or not, it's just common sense to me that, hey, if a lot of people and kids all over this country, whether they're white or black or whatever else, there's going to be talented baseball players, regardless of skin color. And it just stands to reason that had there been integration like we know it today, I think Major League Baseball would have looked like it does today, where you have top players that are black, that are white, that are Japanese, and everywhere else. I mean, you know, best player in baseball right now is Japanese, yeah. Right? But I'm certainly not going to lose sleep over this. I did not wake up and see this news and think, oh my gosh, what has baseball done?
Where does it end?
You know, Josh Gibson is all of a sudden the season major league batting average leader over Ty Cobb, and you know, so I just don't have the consternation that I've seen a lot of people have, but you know, I'm not. You know,
I mean, it is. Well, and think about it this way. If we didn't live in an ignorant time where there needed to be Negro leagues, we wouldn't be having this conversation. That's the way I look at it. Yeah. And then lastly, here in sports headlines, all charges have been dropped. Yay. Against world number one golfer Scottie Scheffler.
Detective Gillis was concerned for public safety at the scene when he initiated contact with Mr. Scheffler. However, Mr. Scheffler's actions and the evidence surrounding their exchange during this misunderstanding do not satisfy the elements of any criminal offenses.
Scheffler was charged with assault of a police officer as he was attempting to enter the PGA Championship in Kentucky about 2 weeks ago. Police say Scheffler ignored instructions while police were investigating a traffic fatality, and Scheffler said it was a big misunderstanding. The Jefferson County attorney dismissed the charges in court today.
Just shy of 4:45, we've got another update on the roads and weather and health, business, and science after that.
Yes, just now taking a look at the map here. Not seeing a ton going on other than what we've just covered in our last update. Still have some backups on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and southbound on Pine Forest if you're approaching I-10. Also, we did have that, it was a light that was flashing yellow at Payson, Massachusetts.
Yes,
not seeing any severe backups in that area, but nonetheless be on the lookout for that. Also have an accident report on North Davis Highway. This is if you're traveling southbound towards Olive Road. Once again, nothing too severe at this time, but you know, be on the lookout. Then it's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Windhaven Beach, and then maybe a little bit more as you continue westbound towards Highway 87. And then the last spot's going to be Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
Partly cloudy skies for the overnight hours with overnight lows in the low 70s. More sunshine with a few clouds mixed in on Thursday. Highs will mainly be in the upper 80s. The weather dry Thursday. There's a small 20% chance for a pop-up shower on Friday. And the weekend rain chance is 40%. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning Weather Forecast.
All right, thank you. Millions of dollars from companies worldwide have been lost to cyber criminals using deepfake scams, and experts warn it could get worse.
A deepfake is an image, video, or sound of a real person that has been digitally altered to convincingly misrepresent someone, and it's working. Businesses are regularly attacked. Public accessibility to generative AI, apps like ChatGPT, have made it much easier for cyber criminals. Experts say this will likely get worse before it gets better, but they recommend businesses use code words, improve staff education, employ cybersecurity testing, and have multiple layers of approvals for all transactions. Aaron Rayal, NBC News Radio.
And speaking of technological advancement, some researchers at Emory University say that the latest technology can predict the success rate of an upcoming organ transplant. They've developed an AI system that can predict the success of heart transplants more accurately than traditional methods. The study found that the AI was at least 10% better at predicting transplant outcomes and providing early warning signs of rejection.
A $25,000 all-electric Jeep vehicle will be available in the U.S. very soon. That's according to Stellantis CEO Carlos Tavares. Stellantis currently offers a low-cost electric SUV model for about $25,200 in Europe. The Jeep Wagoneer SUV is expected to be the company's first all-electric vehicle offered in the U.S. later this year.
And Wall Street closing with stocks sharply lower. This comes as the 10-year Treasury note yield rose higher than a second straight day, or for a second straight day, rather. Investors are seemingly lowering their expectations on any rate cuts by the Federal Reserve happening soon. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 411 points to 38,441. The S&P 500 fell by 39 points to 5,266. And the NASDAQ dropped by 99 points to 16,920.
In some lighter news headlines today, giant pandas will once again call the nation's capital home. The National Zoo has been without pandas after three of the animals were returned to China last year. One of the pandas heading to D.C. is the grandson of two of the pandas that left the zoo. China and the U.S. started their so-called panda diplomacy in 1972 under President Nixon.
And Disney is giving the first look at Moana 2. Joe, keep an eye on this. Your daughter may want to see it. The first teaser trailer for the sequel to the 2016 blockbuster animated film was released Wednesday. Auli'i Cravano and Dwayne The Rock Johnson will reprise their roles as Moana and Maui. The first film made a splash at the global box office by bringing in $687 million while also earning two Oscar nominations. It hits theaters on November 27th.
I think she's a little young for that. We're still very much firmly in the cocoa melon stage right now.
Yeah, it's quite a leap from that to Moana.
I'll tell you what, man. I would say at any given day, I'm probably awake from about, let's say 6:30 a.m. until about 9:30 p.m. So that's what, 15 hours? 12 of those hours, I have a Cocomelon song running through my head.
Oh, gosh.
And the other 3 hours is when I'm doing the show with you. So that tells you how things are going.
Well, at least I'm glad that you can keep focused during the show. Yes. That's good. It's not all bad.
Long-lost John Lennon guitar is expected to fetch over $1 million at auction. The 12-string acoustic guitar is up for bid today as part of Julianne's Auctions Music Icon sale. The head of the auction says it's the same one Lennon played on the song You've Got to Hide Your Love Away in the movie Help. The guitar was presumed lost for 50 years until it was found recently in the attic of a home in the British countryside.
And the Kentucky Blood Center is offering a chance to win Taylor Swift tickets for donating blood.
I think it's genius.
Where do I sign? WKYT reports anyone who gives blood between now and June 29th will be entered to win two tickets to Taylor Swift's final U.S. Date of the Eras Tour on November 3rd in Indianapolis. The winner will also receive a $500 Visa gift card.
I don't know if there's a blood shortage right now, but if the Red Cross or whoever's the primary blood donation center in Pensacola did this exact same thing, I promise you there would not be a blood shortage.
I'm surprised someone hasn't thought of this sooner.
4:50, we'll take a break there, recapping our top stories of the day. Wacky stories and good news as well coming up next.
Waiting for a great finance rate on a great Volkswagen? Well, the wait is over. Now at Feedmore Imports, eligible buyers can receive 0% APR for 60 months on the 2024 Volkswagen Taos. This sporty VW Taos S is waiting for you with 0% APR for 60 months or a discounted price of $24,491. And the 2024 Tiguan S discounted to $29,516 or take 2.9% APR for 60 months. The 24 Atlas Cross Sport SE with 2.9% APR for 60 months or a sale price of $36,206. And the Atlas SE with technology, now discounted $2,500 to $41,793 or take 2.9% for 60 months. Great Volkswagens, great rates, and a great family-owned dealership. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate in lieu of discounts and for qualifying credit through VCI. Sale price before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
We are Lions. We bring hope where it's needed. We are a global force for good. Support causes that matter. Change lives. Change communities. Change the world. We can do more together than we can alone. Join in. Experience the joy of serving. Be part of the movement. Give back. Let's unite the world for good. We are Lions. You can be too. Visit weserve.org.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked extensively about the Pensacola City Council decision to make the land that used to be the home of the Malcolm Young Gym available for affordable housing through the Community Land Trust. Also talked about the Emergency Operations Center briefing that we got yesterday in Santa Rosa County and Escambia County, and the CORE program that Escambia County has been using to get people off of drugs very, very effectively. And what's the right way to eat an Oreo cookie? You can listen to all of those conversations at the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 923 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 923. Informative, local, dependable.
Four here at News Radio Pensacola. I thought we were going to get a little bit of the vocals there, but I was wanting to harmonize there, but not today. Joe and Austin back with you on Pensacola right now, wrapping up hour number one. Channel 3 News at 5 coming up at the top. Recapping the day's top stories today, Donald Trump implying that he'll be convicted in his hush money case as the jury started its deliberations today. Most legal scholars say that although Trump could face a prison sentence, it is a long shot that he would actually be incarcerated even if found guilty. The World Central Kitchen says it's pausing operations in Rafah as the Israeli military resumed its strikes on the city after an airstrike over the weekend killed dozens of civilians. Also today, the world's largest humanitarian network, the International Federation of Red Cross, and Red Crescent Societies issuing a call for a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip. President Biden going after Donald Trump on the campaign trail, a rare appearance by both the president and vice president at the same time in Philadelphia today as Democrats are putting the offensive on to reach out to black voters. This after polls showed that Biden's support among the voting bloc was dropping while Trump was gaining those votes. A recap of the top stories there. Final check of the roads and weather this hour. Austin?
Well, we've still got some backups on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and southbound approaching I-10. Also still got some issues from a traffic incident if you are traveling southbound on a North Davis Highway towards Olive Road. That place typically kind of sucks as far as congestion is concerned, but at the very least, the accident report ain't making it look any better, so be on the lookout for that. Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, still dealing with some very minor issues. And we still got some problems if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway. This is if you're passing Windhaven Beach and a bit more as you approach Highway 87. Then it's going to be Caroline Street, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
The weather overnight will be partly cloudy with lows mainly in the low 70s. Mostly sunny on Thursday with highs in the upper 80s. And a jump ahead to Friday shows a small chance for rain. It's a 40% chance over the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Appreciate that. Taking a look at some of our wackier stories and good news to finish up. A 39-year-old man in Pennsylvania named Jonathan Storms was arrested for drunk driving instructing. Police responded to a call about a reckless driver who'd driven a white pickup truck off the street and then, while backing up to get back onto the road, ran over the sidewalk and some traffic cones. The cops tracked the driver down, found out it was a 14-year-old boy Jonathan was teaching, and Jonathan was, of course, in the passenger seat in he was drunk. He said he was a family member and was teaching the kid how to drive. And not just drunk, he was lit, as the youngins say.
Yes.
After getting out of the car, he started dancing in the middle of the street.
Oh, my God.
He was charged with endangering the welfare of children, corruption of minors, and public drunkenness. So
that's just, I mean,
moral of the story, kids, don't have your uncle help you drive, learn how to drive.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I don't know if that dude just... I'm assuming he actually does have a problem for him to think that it's appropriate to get drunk there and knowing the repercussions of the... who knows? Anyway, almost everyone wishes they had more time in the day, and yet we all know people who are constantly complaining about how busy they are. So you may be able to relate to this. Researchers from the University of Georgia have found that people who frequently complain about their stressful work lives are seen as less competent and less likable by those around them. Those are not the workers who are overwhelmed and are proactive about addressing it. That's a good thing. These are the people who stress brag, like they're wearing it as a badge of honor.
Yeah,
there are people this way. Stress bragging can be bad for anyone who does it too much because, like Crying Wolf, those people are less likely to be offered help when they are really burned out.
That's why, like, every time, this is the same thinking that I have, because every time I ask you if you want to hang out, you say, bro, I'm just so busy right now.
Yeah, that's what I do.
So, I get it. And now I understand more about you.
Yeah, whatever. Give us some good news, Jim.
All right, I will. A high school senior in Boston won a $10,000 scholarship last week, beating out five other finalists. But then the anonymous donor behind it decided, hey, you know what? The other finalists deserve to win too and put up another $50,000. So all six finalists got $10,000 each.
Wow. That's awesome. And quite
if you were the person who won, like the $10,000 scholarship, would you be a little perturbed? Or would you just be like, oh, that's cool. Good for them.
Oh, no, no,
or
no.
Would you say, hey, you know what? I still won, so I think it's great that they get $10,000, but how about you bump mine up to $20,000?
No, no, I wouldn't look at it that way. I would just be like, hey, I got $10,000 and everybody's happy. But, you know, I'm not a toxic competitor. Like
yeah, you're just very busy all the time.
Yeah.
4:59, we'll take a break there. Again, Channel 3 News at 5 at the top of the hour. See you in about 10 minutes on Pensacola right now.